Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Let's see, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of 10 downward red arrows, Sam.
And the 60-day outlook,
they're all down.
And in the past 30 days, not so bad overall. Up a little bit, struggling, and up just a little bit overall. But with the indicators below it, the sub indicators, not good. But the overall, they say, well, past 30 days, okay. But the next 60 days, all down.
Pretty broad industry spectrum too, isn't it?
Well, it is. We're in virtually every industry: manufacturing, service, technology, healthcare, retail, and so on down the line. And we're construction, and so it's a broad indicator, and we're all across the United States. We have 30 offices around the United States, and we are polling our partners, our senior people in all those offices. And so they're saying it like it is from their perspective and from the perspective of the client companies they work with. Mm-hmm. So we know big and small by industry, by region, and so forth. Some regions are doing better than others. So the bigger businesses are holding up better than are seeing the conditions better than the smaller ones. The smaller businesses in our survey are really taking it on the chin much more than the medium or large businesses. And so anyway, we pull this together. And when our hours are down, it doesn't mean that it's negative in an absolute sense. It means in comparison to the prior month, our trend is less a down arrow could mean less vigorous, mm-hmm. less up. But when we get several months of this, then it's heading down. But right now we're still in a group mode. But the arrows are saying, well, not so much as it was in the prior month.
Is there anything that's macro, of a macro sense, that you think is causing this? I mean, we're getting closer to January 1, 2014, which is the day that Obama, the specter of Obamacare, lands officially. I wonder the more people know about Obamacare, the more scared, paranoid, frightened, excited, anxious, upset, frustrated they get. And I wonder if this could be rippling. I wonder if this could finally be catching up with what happened in Cyprus and some of the macro geopolitical stuff like Syria and Iran and South Korea. I mean North Korea. I wonder if this is we're all pretty connected globally in terms of the marketplace.
Well, we are, and yet what we actually do is we put our heads above the foxhole, look around, and we want to know, as business people, what's it look like in our territory, and that's what we're trying to find out here. And we do not have a way of measuring what are you actually concerned about, what keeps you up at night, why are you not being so aggressive. Maybe we should add these kinds of questions to give us a better indication of why business seems so soft.
Well, you could do that by asking yourself, because I mean your survey doesn't say why did your customers not order. They just said that the customers aren't giving you an order. But
exactly.
You could say to yourself, why am I not giving my vendors orders? Well, because I'm a little concerned about Obamacare. I mean, think about this, Sam. You got a lot of businesses out there who are at this very moment trying to restructure their workforce to see how much they could get done with more part-time people.
Yes, that's true.
Now, if you're part-time and outsourced, if you're focusing on that, Sam, you're not focusing on growth.
No.
You're focusing on survival.
Cope, yes,
and
cope.
And everything I just said, folks, is 100% centered on Obamacare. And this is why, Sam, and I'm telling you, Sam, I don't think we can underestimate this. Because have you seen the words the Democrats have used? Train wreck. Third world. Nightmare. I mean, these are descriptions from Democrats.
Well,
about Obamacare.
Yeah, I think there's concern there, but that would not prevent me as a business from trying to grow my business. It would not overwhelm me from the desire to grow my business. Is where
right.
where I come out on that. Even though I would be concerned about it, and especially if I'm a small or medium sized business where it really really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the jobs are created. Big businesses don't create jobs. It's small and medium sized.
Right.
It's where the jobs
right.
are.
That's right. So you don't you actually see this as more of a pattern, an annual pattern, than you do a single year issue.
I do, and here's what: for the past 3 years, we have seen what we'll call the summer slump. Is developed, and in the fall mm-hmm. and winter, it comes back stronger than it was.
I'm going to ask Sam why he thinks that. And by the way, folks, the reason we haven't been talking about individual things like back orders and capital expenditures and employment, they're all down on this survey. Tintail, right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.